the Casey's Breakfast Pizza of Morning Radio. It's Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the Morning on Star 102.5. Go!
Well, we were talking about that story where the wedding dress got left on top of the car. And when they finally realized it, wedding dress was gone.
Yes.
As you might expect.
So many listeners on the Ken, Kurt, and Tawny Facebook page talking about, you know, now you have keys with a push start. So your keys just have to be in the vicinity of the car.
Right.
So many keys left on top of vehicles.
See, sure. Mine and then never they just come fly out right of my off. Purse, so I never did that. That was my fear, because I did have push to start, but then I never took them out of my back.
Gotcha.
So I'm lucky there.
Otherwise, they could be scattered about 235.
Yes.
515-280-1025, and we have Maisie and Winterset here. What got left on top of the car?
Nothing was left on top of the car, but my husband left me and my daughter in a snowstorm with the trunk open.
Are you still married to him?
Absolutely.
All right, give us the details.
So, it was in the middle of a snowstorm. We had to park clear in the back of the parking lot, because obviously it's Iowa and people are crazy when there's a snowstorm.
Right.
So my husband, after we were done, he ran and got the car. And a nice young man that worked at the store, he was like, hey, I'll help you put the stuff in the car since your husband ran out there. I was like, oh, that's cool. Thanks. So we wait for him in like the entryway. Then here comes my husband, the car guy, he was putting one bag in. As I was putting the diaper bag in the car, I shut the car door, and all of a sudden, my husband drives off.
Did he think it was like a Walmart pickup? What was he doing?
I have no idea. So me and the kid that worked there, we look at each other like, what is going on?
Poor kid.
We just walk back into the store. And I wait, because I couldn't call him, because my phone was in the diaper bag.
Of course.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then I'm waiting and waiting. We only live about 8 blocks away. And he finally comes back, and he's like, I'm so sorry, with the trunk still open, mind you.
He didn't realize you were missing. He just saw the trunk open.
And then we were on our way home, and I'm like, why did you leave? And he's like, I heard the car door shut, so I thought you guys were in the car. And I was like, how far did you make it? He's like, do you want me to be honest? I was like, absolutely. He's like, I was like 2 blocks from the house, and I was like, are you serious? I was like, how did you not notice? He's like, and then later on down a few days or something goes by, and he goes, so you know when I left you guys at the store? I was like, yeah. He's like, the only reason I knew you weren't in the car is because I was having a whole conversation with you, but you weren't talking back until I turned around, and you're not in the car.
How terrifying as a husband to be like, oh no.
Like at that point, do you sit in your driveway and think, ooh, do I go back or is it too late?
Exactly.
Oh, that's great. Thank you, Maisie. Have a great day. Appreciate the
you
call.
Too.
All right, bye bye.
Love you guys.
All right, thank you. Bye bye.
Hear your favorite Ken, Kurt, and Tawny moments on demand at star1025.com.